Hello, everyone. My radio name is Wes Nessman.
I'm Chrissy Covington.
And this is The Rock Show Backstage.
Hello.
We need to go through some stuff that we didn't quite get to. Let's start with this right here. One of the questions that we did not get to, and I just don't know where how to place it on the show. I don't think it's good enough for the smoking
pole. What was it?
How did you win the genetic lottery? What about you? Do you go, man, I'm glad I got this or I did this. Are you happy being tall or are you kind of ambivalent or what?
I'm used to it. I'm used to it now. Sometimes I like it.
But when you were a kid, did it really? When did you get tall?
I was always tall. I was always taller than all the boys at school until I got to junior high and they started getting taller.
Yeah.
I was always taller than everybody around me. But eventually I got used to it, I think. I mean, you get used to it. When I was younger, it used to bother me more. Now I think I'm, it is what it is.
But doesn't that, I hate that.
I don't know.
I hate that.
Well, some people would say being tall is good.
But doesn't that cut the dating pool down for you?
Not really. I mean,
do you discriminate against short guys?
I've dated plenty of short guys. Yeah, I've dated guys shorter than me before. Yeah, plenty of, yeah. In fact, I dated a guy that was 5'7" for 2 years.
Nope.
I'm 6 foot tall. He was very short, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was very short, but he had really cool tattoos on his legs, Wes. So I let him slide.
Okay.
He liked good cartoons, too.
So that's it? You're going with tallness?
Yeah, no, I mean, but some people would say tallness is good. Well, I got a lot of short friends that wish they were tall. It definitely has its upsides. Like, so if you gain weight, people are less likely to notice than when you're a squatty body.
You know,
so that is nice.
Well, let me bring something up here. Corey Taylor, you may have heard of him.
Oh, yes.
He's in the band The
Slipknot.
And he was also in Stone Sour. Mm-hmm. I've heard him on a number of occasions saying, thank goodness I was born with this thick neck.
Yes.
Because he thinks that has given him the ability to be such a rock star.
Mm.
He thinks, I don't know if
you think he has something to do with his vocal cords or what.
That's what he was alluding to, even though, it had something to do with headbanging or something.
Yeah.
So do you have a thick neck? I've never
really
looked at your neck.
No, I don't have a thick neck. My neck's normal, but he actually has a, like, some kind of, that's like a thing. It's not just that he has a thick neck. He has, like, some kind of syndrome or something that makes your neck thick like that. Yeah. That's
really?
That's not just a one-off.
I've never heard of that.
That's like an actual thing. But no, I don't have anything like that. I got really nice green eyes. I got good green eyeballs.
Well, see, now that would have been a good answer.
That's a great answer
that. I have the butthole of a young man.
See, there
it's
you go.
As soft as a kitten's belly.
Right. I don't like when you say that.
Why?
I pet my cats a lot.
Does that make you feel weird about kittens or about
buttholes?
Sometimes
I'm just petting little Greg and I'm thinking, this is what Wes says his butthole feels like.
Yeah, exactly.
And it kind of grows.
That's kind of why I plant that out there.
Off-putting.
Put that out there.
I'm not really into that. No, I think I don't mind being tall. I don't think I mind it. I think it's okay.
I like it a whole bunch.
You're a man. And, dude, I've had plenty of short guys say that. God, they wish they were tall,
But there is a time when you feel like a giant, lumbering, discombobulated,
scaring people,
scary asshole.
Yes, yeah.
You know, you feel like a horror movie villain or something like that.
Right.
I'm going to go with that. Tallness is the only thing I got going for me.
But, genetic-wise, me and you, neither one of us have any, like, major illnesses that I know of or anything like that. So, really, we probably did pretty good,
Right.
We did all right.
You know, we don't even think about that because that's the important part.
Because
that's an unseen thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fortunately, we don't have any of those things.
We're doing pretty good.
All right, that's a pretty good one
there. It is good.
All right, let's move on to another topic here. You know, we haven't been able to bring this up, and this is, this is kind of too serious to bring up.
Mm.
You know, we had the COVID vaccines.
Yes, yes.
They're saying for those 4 years, the real COVID years, it saved 2.5 million lives globally.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but now everything's crowded.
Yep. Now everything's crowded. Did you think we should have let a couple more die before we got the shot?
Yeah, some of those people who are complaining and then secretly getting the shot. I cannot decide whether to get a shot this year or not because it does take me out for about a half a day.
Oh, you'll have to. You'll be fine. Half a day. I think that's worth it, your life,
Well, I forgot to ask my doctor when I was talking to him. He just shocked me by telling me, you look good on paper.
Up in person, though.
Yeah, you're
looking a little old.
You're broken down.
You're like an old shredded tire.
You've been too close to too many pits right there.
Yeah.
Drove back from California last week.
Ooh,
seeing
yeah,
the
you
mom.
Did.
Again, my impression always is that, you know, there's so much in the media, especially in Texas, that says California this, California that. And it's like, I had one of those Anthony Bourdain experiences. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about this on the air. I went to a restaurant that white people seldom go to.
Yes. Got the best food ever.
In Bellflower, California. Absolutely amazing Thai food.
Mm.
I'm gonna tell you, you know, I have been acclimated to Texas for a long time. So that whenever people came in that door, I was like, okay, are they here to rob the place?
That's pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I know people are the same everywhere you go, you know. They think that everyone's way different here or there or everywhere else, but we're really all the same.
Trust me, Texans are not better.
No.
There's something about the way we are nice
mm-hmm.
that makes it seem a little bit more hospitable.
But it could be fake.
Yeah. But everybody was just absolutely nice and happy to see me and mm-hmm. helpful. And
nobody
everything.
Was stuck up and crazy and being mean.
Yeah, there was none of that going
see,
on
there
at
you
all.
Go. California.
All right. Time for some jokes that didn't get
oh,
used.
Oh, great. Excellent.
I'm going to check some of my material with Chrissy since she is an expert.
Mm, right.
Plus, it allows me to clean off my page here.
I can't wait.
For some reason, Pam Anderson and Sylvester Stallone are feuding.
Oh.
Read all about it in the 80s.
I do like that. And you're right. No one gives a shit.
Right.
Wow.
Miller Lite was originally called Gabliner's Diet Beer when it was developed.
Oh.
Busch Lite was originally called Water.
That's a good one, too.
Okay, this one. A woman in Spain found an Amazon delivery driver in her bedroom pleasuring himself.
Oh, my God.
And now you know why those little boxes have smiles on them.
Oh, gross. Wes. Gross. Can you imagine, though? Oh, my God.
Is it possible for me to have a joke that's too dark for me? No.
No, it's not.
A fan fell to his death during an Oasis concert in London.
Oh, my God.
Police asked if the death was suspicious, and they said, maybe.
Oh, Wes! That's bad.
I don't get tired of that punchline.
Oh, why didn't you do that one on air? That was funny. Oh, and awful.
It's kind of dark.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is refusing a player's request to be traded.
Oh.
So it's not just the fans who are embarrassed for the team. All right. Almost gave you this one.
All right.
Government officials say they found a radioactive wasp nest outside of a nuclear facility in South Carolina.
Oh, my God.
But they still can't find Epstein's list.
Oh, yeah. Where is that thing?
They found nuclear wasp, though.
Wow. We need to keep. Are we going to keep that punchline up? Because I think we should.
Well, yeah, I've got another.
We hit it a couple times this week, and I'm pretty sure we need to just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'll make people mad. Here we go. A woman finally said yes after her boyfriend proposed 43 times.
Oh.
The boyfriend was quoted as saying, ha, now it's finally her turn to get down on her knees.
Oh,
dirty.
Dirty, Wes.
ICE arrested a carpenter named Jesus.
Oh.
Let me rephrase that. ICE nailed a carpenter named Jesus.
Oh, terrible.
Health experts say that due to prolonged sitting, including on the toilet, that now everybody has hemorrhoids.
Oh, great.
I wouldn't say everybody has of them. Oh, God. Some of us just work with one.
Hey, you called me a hemorrhoid. Yeah, when you're making fun of somebody, you got to get the words right or you make yourself look dumb.
I know
you
I did it.
You just fucked it up.
I did.
Yeah, that's what
really,
you get
really
for
did.
Calling me a hemorrhoid.
In a new poll, most Americans say they'd raise the driving age, lower the drinking age, and keep the ages the same for porn, marriage, and gambling.
Oh.
Of course, they were all on meth when they answered.
Right.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, one last one here. Ice cream experts say that one way to avoid freezer burn is to eat it faster.
Okay.
It's another fascinating bit of research by researchologist Dr. Noah Duh.
Okay. By eating it faster. Shut up.
Really, seriously. That was a whole study. Okay, let's talk about your gig tonight in case people hear this at all.
Okay. Tonight I'm going to be playing 5 of my original songs. Over at the Blue Light.
I don't like you committing to a number like that.
Well, that's the number I'm doing.
What do you get to 3 and you got to pee?
Well, I might go pee and come back.
People are going to be like, oh, she ripped me off. She promised me 5 songs.
I'm not ripping them off because after I play, you guys are going to get to hear the real deal, which is my buddy Daniel Markham. And he is excellent. And I cannot believe, I feel very, very special and honored that he asked me to play with him. I've never played any of my music live besides my silly songs, and stand up, and so it's very, very nice of him to ask me to play with him, and to play at the Blue Light is really cool. I'm excited. So I'll only be playing for about an hour, and then it'll be him. So I might talk a little.
Five songs over an hour.
It's me.
Again,
it's me, Wes.
And it's Meatloaf here.
Well, my songs are about 6 or 7 minutes long.
Okay.
They are about
every song is
not
Stairway
every,
to Heaven.
No, but I'm going to be talking in between and taking a break and talking to people.
You're going to be talking, but it's not going to be funny talk.
How the fuck do you think I'm going to talk and it's not going to be funny? It's going to be kind of fucking funny because it's still me, okay? So I'm going to probably be kind of fucking entertaining, okay?
Wow.
Everybody come out and
you're
watch.
You're sure making this inviting.
Jesus. Sure not inviting you. Fuck. It's going to be good, I think. I think I'm only going to do 5 songs and they're the 5.
I think I'm going to show up and just make this face.
I don't think you will because
you're... I'm going to be out in the front going...
Grandpa, you'll already be asleep at 10. I'm playing from 10 to 11, and then after me is Daniel, and he is so, so, so good. So even if I suck balls, you guys can watch him afterwards, and he's gonna be great. So this is fun. I've got my best friend Christian is drumming for me, and we are very excited.
All right. Sounds like a fun time.
Yes.
Any other details why I search for something?
Tickets are $10, and the doors open at 8 o'clock, and like I said, I'm not going to be going on stage till 10.
You're going to bank, aren't you?
You're gonna
break the bank.
Not sure about that. I think I don't know.
Okay then,
we'll see.
All right.
Hopefully it's full though, and I'm pretty sure that place is pretty packed on the weekends, no matter what.
I haven't been there.
Yeah, you've never been there before.
No,
you know where it is?
It's somewhere
right next to Cactus.
Somewhere in the Depot District.
Yeah, right over there by Cactus Theater.
Oh, okay. They got like a sculpture or something out there or something.
Yeah, kind of right near it. Yeah.
I walked by there once, and there was a really, really horrible smell, and I realized it was the country music.
Oh, yeah.
So
that happens sometimes, yeah.
All right, let's do one more thing, and then we'll call it here.
All right.
5 everyday foods and drinks that are damaging your health.
Oh.
Chrissy, I want you to think about the last 7 days.
Okay.
So take a moment here and think about what you ate last Saturday or Sunday so you can be honest here.
All right, okay.
5 everyday foods and drinks that are damaging your health.
Okay.
You tell me whether you had them or not.
Okay.
Number 1, potato chips.
Yes, because you gave me a little bag. It was a tiny little bag.
I poisoned you.
That's all I had, though. Man. Those are the only chips I had.
Okay.
That wasn't that many. There was like 8 in that bag. It was a baby bag.
You
ate 3 of those little bags. I want to point that out. I ate 1.
Well, you know what? Agreed to disagree.
Okay.
Diet sodas.
I have not had any diet sodas. I've only had a regular ginger ale this week.
This freaks me out a little bit. Check this out.
All that aspartame in there.
It says that some of the artificial sweeteners may interfere with your gut health and insulin sensitivity.
I have heard that they do that. I've heard that it tricks your brain into thinking you're getting something sweet, and so it holds on to it. Yeah, it holds on to the insulin.
I took a drink of one, but that's part of the reason why I started drinking seltzers for part of the day.
I have really been drinking just water only, and then maybe like 3 times a week, I will let myself have a regular soda of some sort.
Sounds terrible.
That's what I've been
disgusting.
Doing. I enjoy it. Yeah. I had a regular Coke last night because I quit drinking. Think of all the calories that were in the beers. I had a regular Coke, just one, and it was delicious last night.
Well, why is it when I'm deep in thought, I play with my man breasts?
I don't know, but it's why I have this paper blocking the space so I can't see.
I mean, seriously, I don't know why I do this. I'm not getting any feeling or sensation because you can't tickle
me. You can't see him, so he's rubbing his nipples right now.
No, my nipples are up
here.
Okay,
whatever you're doing, I can't
see. I'm hitting that little under.
Now, see, I can't.
What do you call that under breast part?
I don't know.
Tasty is the answer.
Okay.
All right.
I have this blocked from my view. You guys can't tell, but it is.
All right, next. Oh, look at that flex.
Okay.
All right, next on the list, I guess you already answered this, alcohol. You haven't had any of that.
Nope. No booze.
Oh, boy, I think we're going to get you on this one.
Okay, what we got?
Sweetened coffee drinks.
I have not. I haven't even had, no. I don't put sweetener in my coffee. I drink it black. You know that.
Oh, that's right, you do.
Once in, like, maybe twice a year, I'll put sugar and cream in it, and I gross out every time. No, I haven't had any in my coffee. Nope.
My wife puts everything in hers.
I don't put anything in mine.
But it's very odd. She buys into a lot of these little trends and stuff. Mm-hmm. So she puts, like, is it ground mushrooms or something?
Oh, she does the mushroom coffee, that rise stuff?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. And then cinnamon and paprika and eye of newt, everything.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard about that rise coffee. It's made out of mushrooms, yeah.
All right, here's one that's going to get me in trouble. Frozen meals.
I have had I did have a frozen macaroni and cheese.
Bad person.
Put it in the oven, actually, instead of...
What the fuck? Wait, no.
Yeah.
No.
Well, this, I didn't buy it myself, so yeah.
I don't care how lazy you are.
The frozen mac and cheese, very lazy.
Frozen mac and cheese.
Actually, this was a gift. A friend of mine, when I moved in my new place, sent me a housewarming care package Walmart. She had it delivered to my house, and she just had, like, some random groceries she put in there and some, like, new... She was really sweet of her. Thank you, Missy. Some stuff that she threw in there for me, and frozen mac and cheese was on there.
I just cannot think of anything lazier than frozen mac and cheese.
Let me tell you what I did with it, because I don't have a microwave yet, and there is oven instructions on the back of those TV dinners, which who the fuck does that? Don't know.
Yeah.
But I did do that, and because I put it in the oven, I put other cheese on top and other things and kind of made a bit, and then I put breadcrumbs on it, turned it into baked macaroni.
You elevated
it. Actually was.
You did a Guy Fieri to it.
It was
didn't
really
you?
Good.
You pumped up the flavor.
I Guy Fieri'd it, yeah.
What is this slogan? You took it to Flavor Town.
Yep, I did that. Flavor Town. Woo! Toot toot! Headed to Flavor Town.
Okay, then.
Yep, frozen mac.
All right, that's enough of this nonsense.
Come out to my show tonight.
This has been The Rock Show. Backstage.